through Christ that strengthen us. Amen. Amen. And so we fight in this warfare against the enemy, but sometimes we let the enemy have the upper hand. The Bible says don't give him occasion, or don't let him have the upper hand on us. But sometimes we give it to him by fighting against one another. And so that's why he always puts you against a family member. That's why he always puts you against a co-worker or somebody, you know, a classmate or whatever. He puts you against them so that you can fight with each other so you don't recognize what he's doing. We fall back with Cain and Abel. We start fighting each other rather than just worshiping God. If you just keep your eye on God, you ain't got to look at what somebody else is offering and whether or not they're being accepted by God. If I can just keep my eye on the Father, if I can just follow him and lift up my eyes into the hills from whence coming my help, because my help comes from God. Oh, come on and say amen here. From the beginning of time, there's been a fight of good and evil, a fight against darkness and light. And so we have to understand that the fight hasn't ended yet. There's still a war going on. The Bible said that there was a war in heaven. And the Bible says that there was Satan, this angel took to a third of the other angels, and they rebelled against God. But the Bible says Michael and his angels, they cast them down. And later on, we found Jesus saying, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Do you know that when we pray, let thy will, kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're saying, God, just like you whipped him in heaven, we need him to whoop him down here on earth. Come on and say amen in here. We need to know that whatever we're dealing with, whatever situation arises, that we have victory already. You got to think yourself into defeat. You got to think, come on and say amen. You got to talk yourself into succumbing to whatever has come against you. You got to begin to speak negative and start thinking negative. And so we have to watch what we say. Jesus said, what goes in a man doesn't defile him, but what comes out of a man. Then we find out in Proverbs, he says to us that he said that you're snared by the words of your mouth. He said that from the increase of your lips, your belly is satisfied. The word belly meaning your mind. You're satisfied whenever you say, I knew I wasn't going to make it. Well, that's what you thought to begin with. So you didn't make it. I knew I wasn't going to get it. That's what you thought to begin with. You didn't use your faith. You didn't use what God has given you to be able to overcome in this life. The Bible tells us we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And so if I'm more than a conqueror, what am I? I'm an overcomer. And so therefore the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our whole testimony. So I need to start talking right. And so if I need to start talking right, that means I need to start thinking right. And so I need to get my mind on Christ. I need to get my mind on the word of God. What did God say about my situation? What did God say about my circumstance? And if God said it, then I don't need to argue and reason with it. I don't need to start thinking about, I wonder if God's going to do it. You got to know that God is faithful even when we're not.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe. with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I want to talk about the fundamental purpose for man. The fundamental purpose of man. I mean, God has many purposes for many of our lives. They vary from one end to the other end. But there is a fundamental purpose for every man. God begins at that baseline, and from there, he does what he desires to do in each one of our lives. But if you ever really wanted to know the base reason for why you are here, what were you placed here for? The real reality of God's purpose for you being here, because when you knew anything, you were here. Didn't have nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you at all. And so you need to know you are not here by accident. Even though, you know, circumstances and situations, again, had nothing to do with you, God purposed for you to be here. Now, let me tell you where you can find them. And Rita, if you'll get a mic, and I want you to read a few verses. But I want to tell you from Genesis 1:26 to Genesis 2:25, the three reasons, and I'm not going to put them in chronological order, I'm going to put them in pragmatic order, which means practical sense, makes sense. Here's what I want you to know before we even get started. The three reasons why God fundamentally brought you into existence. One, for labor. For labor. Say this with me so I know you hear me. Labor. God brought you into existence for labor. Secondly, God brought you into existence for love. Love. God is love.
Yes, he is.
You were born spiritually out of love. And so love must be a part of your very existence. All right? But then here's the one that's going to probably blow your mind. Thirdly, God put you here for leisure.
Leisure.
So he put you here for labor, love, and leisure. Now, you're going to recognize, again, read verse 1. Let me just share. Matter of fact, read verses 1 through 31, Rita.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Pay attention now.
Verse 2.
Yeah, you can.
You may be seated. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God
moved.
No,
I'm sorry, no. Verse 26. 1, verse 26. Chapter 1, verse 26.
Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Now, wait a minute, just one more. What does the first few words of that verse say?
And God said.
And God said. Keep in mind, here's what I want you to hear while he's reading these 31 verses. None of this is done. God is just planning this. He's planning this. While he's reading, you remember God is planning this. All right. Now, though he reads what seems like God has already done, and in fact he has, spiritually, but not yet manifested in the earth realm. In other words, everything that begins with God begins in the
mind of God, and then it is manifested in the earth realm. So remember again, and God said, let us, that's Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, make man in our image. I know you know it, but the person sitting next to you might not. That's why I want to take the moment out to explain it. Keep going.
After our likeness, and let them have dominion.
Dominion, that word is important. What does dominion mean? I'm not going to go back over all this. I'm going through it. It means to have the rule. It means to have control. It means to have the ability to have authority over something. All right, keep going.
Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Okay, keep going.
Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it.
Now hold up. God has created man and woman and told them to be fruitful and multiply, and man and woman ain't even on earth yet. Keep in mind, this is all in God's mind. This is all he said. This is what he's going to do. I'm going to show you in scripture where he actually does it, but he's just thinking it through, speaking it into existence with the Son and the Spirit. Keep going.
And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Verse 30. And every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
It was so.
Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Amen. And, go ahead.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Now that's just on the sixth day now. Something happens after this on the seventh day. Keep on the second chapter one.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
From all his what?
His work.
All his what?
Work.
Now, God took 6 days and he worked, he labored. When he made man in his image, he made man to work, to work. He also gave him a responsibility even before he actually formed man. He told him he was going to have him to have dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, the earth, the cattle, everything that creeps on the earth, all of that. Then he goes on to tell him in the second chapter, you're going to see where there was no man to till the ground. So God is going to create, actually bring forth man, form man of the dust. And verse 7, and then bring him, you know, into that reality, place him in the garden there. So I need you to see, though, I want you to see these words I was talking about. Now, this is where leisure comes in right here, where God rested, because later, you know, it became a part of the commandments to love the Lord with all thy heart, mind, and soul, etc., and thy neighbor as thyself. Part of the commandment is the Sabbath, to keep it holy. and all of those wonderful things that we know. That was a continuation of the plan God has for man. And I'm going to come back through this, but again, as you keep walking all the way on through the 25th verse, you're going to find some very interesting things we usually read over or don't understand. Go if you want, Will. Keep reading right quickly, brother, Rita.
Verse 3. Mm-hmm. And God blessed the seventh day. Mm-hmm. And sanctified it.
Sanctified it. Do you know what that means? Set it aside. Mm-hmm. Made it unto himself. Okay, keep going.
Because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created.
Yes.
In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field.
Before it was in the earth. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, mm-hmm. and there was not a man to till the ground.
Now, God's done all of this, and he's all that. Where is that? In his mind. All right, keep reading.
Verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Mm-hmm. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
All right, now here it is. Now, he spoke man to existence back in chapter 1, verse 26. Now he's bringing man into manifestation in chapter 2, verse 7. So man, now that he has created, given all this dominion and authority to, told him to be fruitful and multiply and all of these wonderful things that man's going to do, now man now exists on earth to carry out the fundamental plans of God. All right? Yes, yes. Verse 8, say what? Yeah, finish reading 7 and go to 8.
And man became a living soul.
Yes.
Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had made, whom he had formed. Excuse me. Verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight.
See, now the trees and all that stuff that's coming up now, when you read it at first, you think all that stuff was already here. But it wasn't here yet. It was just in God's mind. Again, showing you how God operates. You've got to learn. What is the principle of that? To know that you have got to learn to walk in the spiritual laws of God. Listen, you've got to know how God, your Father, operates. So he's expecting you to mimic his actions. God thought it before he wrought it, or brought it, whichever word you want to use. He thought it first. You have to think those things through and then do the things that you... He spoke those things that be not as what? As though they were. Okay. Now, I want you to jump on now to verse 15, if you will.
Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it.
Now, wait a minute. I want to deal with these words, to dress it. Do you know what the word dress it means? It means to work, to labor, to keep it up, to have it to be all that it can be, to produce what it is capable of producing. You see, God will give you raw materials, but he expects you to create something out of it. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying in this house. You know, we just want God to give it to us already made, already fixed. I want you to deliver it already put together, already pre-assembled. Well, don't you know it costs more when it comes that way?
Uh-huh.
When I was young, I wanted a bicycle. And there were two ways the bicycle came. One in the box, and the other pre-assembled. In the box was one price. Pre-assembled was another price. You've got to recognize that if God has to pre-assemble it for you, it's going to cost you more, because he's given you the ability to put it together yourself. And if you don't learn that God expects you to do the possible and he specializes in the impossible, then you're going to be paying more and extra for everything that comes in your life, because God expects you to do what he's given you the ability to do. And what you can do, God wants you to do. And so it's important for you to recognize he wants you to labor, to work. Why is that important? Because you reflect him.
Come on, doctor.
You reflect God. Listen, God loves labor and he loathes laziness. Amen. He loves labor, but he loathes what?
Laziness.
Matter of fact, the Bible says if a man don't work, what? Oh, y'all know that, don't you? Now, here's what I'm trying to tell you, and I'm almost through with the message now, because I've dealt with and shown you scripture where he's rested, that's leisure. I've shown you here where he's created man to work, 15, that's where it tells you he tells him to dress the garden. Now I'm going to bring love in right quick, and then I'm going to stop and explain them. Go to verse 18, if you will.
Verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone.
Mm.
I will make him an helpmeet for him. 19.
Go on with 19.
19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them.
Now notice all of that stuff was back in chapter 1, and none of that yet existed. And now God is just doing that after he has made Adam. And now he's bringing it before Adam and said, all right, get on your job, name these animals. Name everything that I bring before you. Keep reading.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature.
Whatsoever Adam called. Adam called. Adam called. Mm-hmm.
That was the name thereof.
Yes, sir. Keep reading.
Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field.
All right.
But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Wait, why did God cause a deep sleep to fall on Adam? A little louder? Because he was lonely. He didn't have nobody. Adam was looking around. Everything he saw had a mate but him. He started thinking, wait a minute. Something wrong here. Something missing here. His heart was lonely. He loved the Lord. The Lord loved him, but there was something missing on the inside. Listen, God has made our hearts to have an ability to love him first and then love someone else in that same heart, so that there is a trilogy of love going on. And see, when there is a trilogy of love, which means I love the Lord and she loved the Lord and the Lord loves us, it's a triangle. We're in this thing together. And love is held together by God. Love is what God wanted us to have. That's why we can't be unequally yoked with folk who, if a man tell you, baby, I love you, but I don't go to church, I don't believe in all that, he don't love you. He don't know what love is. Listen. If a man, and you know, I ain't trying to be hard on no brother, because I know we all fought on bad times and stuff like this, but if a man has a history at an older age of living with his mama and daddy and ain't working, ain't got no job, and talking about he want to marry you, how is he going to support you? God put the man here and gave him a job before he ever gave him a woman. Brother, listen. I need a BMW. I'm a BMW kind of sister. What does that mean? Why you can't ride in a regular car? I ain't talking about no car. I'm talking about a black man working. I'm talking about somebody who can take care of me. I'm talking about somebody who can give me a home of my own. I don't want to be living with your mama or you living with my mama. I need you to be a man and provide our own place. Now, I'm just keeping it real with you, sister. You get who you want to get, but you pay the cost for that. And you need to know how God structures his word. Now, brothers, if you get mad with yourself, or get mad with this word, because I'm only telling you what thus said the Lord, showing you the picture of how God wants things to be. Now, listen again. God saw he was lonely, so he needed some love underneath the skin, because he had it from above, but he needed it from within the skin. Keep reading.
And closed up the flesh mm-hmm. instead thereof.
Mm-hmm. Keep reading.
Verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man mm-hmm. made he a woman mm-hmm. and brought her unto the man. Mm-hmm. Verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman mm-hmm. because she was taken out of man. Mm-hmm. Verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh and they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Amen. All right, now listen. He made man a help meet. Help meet. Another word for help meet is helper. Helper. What's interesting about this is, I know you know the old poem or illustration that said, God didn't take woman from man's head to lord over man. And God didn't take woman from man's feet to be walked on by man. But he took woman from man's side and from the side closest to his heart so that he could love her and cherish her. And that's exactly what God did for her to be a helpmeet. Brothers, let me tell you something. I don't care how fine and how sexy she is, and she might be a bad mama jamma. And you know the song, she's a bad mama, just as fine as she can be. Don't get in here acting all holier than thou with me. You know the song. It don't matter how fine she is, because she might be a brick house now, but just keep on feeding. That brick house might turn to a warehouse, and you still got to love every brick owner. Amen, somebody? Amen.
But listen, here is my point. You need to find a woman that's not just fine on the outside.